streaming on Paramount Plus.
You ready, Bob?
Well, all right.
Audiences are raving. Bob Marley is electrifying. It's the feel-good movie of the year.
You dig?
Bob Marley, One Love. Rated PG-13. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and get started with Coach Hopkins. If you have a question, please raise your hand. Percy, we'll get started with you. Go ahead, Percy.
Hey, Percy.
Hey, Coach, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Hanging in, hanging on. Hey, I'm curious just about, you know, just the idea of building chemistry and togetherness this year. It seems to be kind of like we hear sort of popping up with like your team, you know, that just, you know, we're trying to sort of get that going. We're trying to build that chemistry and togetherness, throwing everything, all of the craziness with this year. Is this maybe the latest or the, you know, the hardest challenge that you've had in your experience to like get guys together and to be cohesive?
It's the hardest challenge in any year. You heard last night, the national championship game. History, and that's what you're always trying to build. And you know, this year has just been it's been hard. So a lot of the veteran teams that you see having success, that they've got a lot of returners, those types of things. That chemistry thing is real. And with no really preseason, those types of things, it just makes it more difficult. And so yes, it is a challenge, but a lot of people are dealing with that challenge. And you know, we're just, you know, trying to do the best we can to, you know, get them put into our system. And then that's one part of it. And then get them confident within the system, which is another part of it. And then get them together. And that's chemistry. And that takes time and all those different things. You see signs of growth, but not consistent.
And then if I can make the hard switch then to like different guys who have had these sort of like bright moments, you've seen it from Riley Soren at times, Nate Pryor at times. Now it's Eric Stevenson. How can you get more consistency with that when like guys show that potential? You like they've shown what they can do. Let's just keep doing that.
Yeah, and that's Percy. That's a great question because that's what you're trying to do. That consistency part of knowing what you're going to get night in and night out. And my thing is not necessarily, you know, it's the making the shots and those types of things are important, but even when you're not, you're playing confident and you're playing the right way. I think that's really, really important. And, you know, that's we've got to be able to execute on both ends of the court for longer periods of time. But to see the ball go in for Eric was a great thing. You know, he does it in practice. And so to have that game is great. I felt Joe Mulbey the last two games has been, you know, very, you know, to have two games in a row consistent. That was great. Quad A obviously is scoring, but you know, if we can get another guy, you know, one or two more guys just, you know, giving us something on the offensive end, it's just going to keep us, becoming a better team.
Awesome. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you, Percy.
Hi, Hop. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. When you talk about that consistency, I mean, does that make it harder to kind of for you to know what your rotation and what everything's going to look like night in and night out?
That becomes becomes the challenge. And, you know, you try to stick to a rotation of eight, maybe nine guys, eight and a half. And it's a hard challenge, when there's inconsistencies. And so we just, you know, challenge these guys to get better. And, you know, just that's, you want to know that you can depend, you know, with somebody like, you know what you're going to get. It doesn't mean that they're going to make shots or have 27 every game. You just know that they're going to compete at a certain level, play the right way and execute on both offensively and defensively. And, you know, but that becomes the challenge for sure, Lauren.
You mentioned Jamal these last two games. What have you kind of seen from him that allowed him to kind of put together back-to-back performances like that?
You know, a guy who's really been working. He's been working. The coaches have been working with him, getting him confident. And, you know, it's confidence. I mean, you can see it. You can see it even after, you know, after the Stanford game and then the Cal game, you could see him being a little bit more vocal. in the huddles, and that's a great thing that we want to see. He's a great, he's an upperclassman. Him and Hamir are the two guys that have been in this system for have some length, and to see Jamal really have some confidence there, you just saw some leadership pieces, and now it just needs to be the leader when things aren't going well, and to be able to still elevate his teammates. And he's working on that. He's learning that, and just really proud of how he's progressed.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome.
Dan Rayleigh, Dan.
All right, Mike. It's been a rough go for 12 months. Do you feel secure with everybody and everything? With do you think people are being patient as you try to rebuild the program here?
I don't know. I just coach every day and try to make these guys better. That's the most important thing. Just staying focused, getting better. And, we've got a lot of season left, and that's our focus. Just got to keep getting these guys better, staying together, and hopefully, win some games for sure.
Andy Yamashita, go ahead.
Hey, Hop. Thanks for taking the time. You guys, we're down in the Bay Area, back up here, then back down to Los Angeles. How does all that travel, impact your guys and your practice schedule?
Well, it's, traveling's a little bit difficult, but it's, to be able to play, it's great. Especially during this time. I mean, we're just, it is what it is. 4 straight road games. That's always tough, but we got to deal with it. We'll have a stretch where we're going to have 4 straight home games. And so, we'll be able to hopefully take advantage of that, but it's the schedule. It's hard to schedule them this year, but don't really look at it that way. Just playing games.
Definitely. And you've talked a lot about consistency today. And you've talked in the past about defense being the core that your teams are built around. What does defensive consistency look like to you?
Well, again, shuffling the deck, as Lauren asked a little bit earlier, is created some challenges. We're still trying to find out where the best players are in those rotations. And so when you have guard positions, in our last game, Eric Stevenson has been playing a lot of forward, played a lot of guard. Nate Pryor played a lot of guard. Those are all new. So there were some breakdowns, obviously. And Cole Badgema started playing. Jerome Brooks started playing. And there were some breakdowns against Stanford. And so, we're watching film with them, practicing, working on those principles every day to make sure that we can improve in those areas, because those guys are all really good players and can help us.
Awesome. Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Lars.
Hey, Hop. I just had a quick follow-up on Jerron. Just what has he done maybe to get the more playing time that he has recently, and what can he do to continue to improve?
Thing is all the defense and rebounding for us. And he can score. We all know he can score and he can help us. It's going to be defense and rebounding. And those are things with newer players that are always the biggest challenges. But I've been really proud of how he has played and his approach to practice in the game every day.
And just to follow up with Hamir, right? He obviously has kind of struggled from 3-point range. Just talk about where he's at. He's a veteran guy, but just his shots haven't been falling for him. Where is he at?
Yeah, it goes back to, you saw Jamal who's struggled and had 2 good games. You saw Eric who's struggled, and Hamir shot 40% from the 3-point line last year in the Pac-12, and he knows our defense with Jamal, and I know he's struggling, but he's just he's got to stay with it. If he can make those threes, it stretches the defense on a different level, and we can still be big with our rebounding issues. But you just gotta keep pounding the rock, keep getting better, and that's what he keeps doing.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Chris Evans, go ahead, Chris.
Hey, Hop, quick question about Dominic Penn. Is he eligible to play even if he was able to ramp up his learning curve and do the isolation and all that? Is it reasonable?
Chris, he would be able to play for sure. Yeah.
Okay. Is it reasonable to assume that he could?
Without practice, without that, I can't answer that. I'm not looking at it like that. I'm looking at it getting a really good player that gets to be in our program and, working on the guys that are able to play right now.
Also, looking ahead to USC, was just curious, last week at this very time, last week we were talking about rebounding, kind of improving in that score. You're going to be going up against a team that's averaging over 41 rebounds a game. what's your take on the Trojans and maybe specifically in regard to trying to get better in the rebounding?
You know, they're a big team. Evan Mobley, his brother Isaiah, they're big and they can pass and they're skilled. You know, Evan's a guy who's, you know, a projected top five, you know, NBA pick. They've got fifth-year guys starting on the perimeter who have a lot of experience. They're really good. They defend really, really well. You know, we're going to have to do a really good job of collective rebounding. In our first year, we were small, but we had some schemes. We were able to, you know, disrupt bigger teams, and we're going to have to be creative in the way that we disrupt USC because they're like you said, they're big, their offensive rebound, and be a huge part of the game.
Also, real quick, with a team like that and their supposed rebounding advantage, do you really have to adjust your game plan in that way and maybe have all your guys attack the glass, maybe less transition? How do you approach that?
You know what? It's to me, my years at Syracuse, we were playing and you know, the zone defense is, you know, it's not a great defense or rebounding defense. And we were playing Texas, who was number one. And then we ended up playing, I think, Kansas. We played Kansas in the national championship game. They were the number one and two rebounding teams in the country, and we out-rebounded. And we were smaller. But, we, you know, it's a mindset. And, you know, when we, you know, rebounded against Utah, it was a mindset. They're big. They're physical. And we just got to do it consistently. And long shots equal long rebounds, so our guards have to be in the right positions. And we got to put some bodies on some people. And, you know, like I said, there's a learning curve and just trying to get these guys up to speed on the learning.
Thanks, Hop.
You're welcome.
Hello, guys. Thank you. We'll be back with Jamal Bay here in just a few minutes. Thank you. All right, guys, we've got Jamal Bay here. We'll go ahead and get started. Percy, go ahead. And I remind you to please raise your hand if you have questions. Thank you.
Jamal, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. Hey, so offensively, these past two games obviously has been the best two game stretch for you during your career. Just have you, you know, maybe look at this, put into perspective what happened last week that maybe, you know, didn't happen, obviously, the first few weeks?
I mean, the biggest part was probably our shots were falling, all of us as a collective group. We haven't changed anything. We come in, we work it just as hard, even though we don't get the results as we want. And the past few games, except the last two, our shots weren't falling. So I think that's the biggest change. Our shots are finally falling, and now we just got to pick up on the defensive end.
Hey, and you know, then obviously, it wasn't just you that like may have found something on that day trip. Eric Stevenson really came alive that last game. Like, you know, I think folks saw some of the things that, like, he was really touted to do. Just what have you seen from him over the season?
I mean, he works as hard as anyone here. He comes in, he does his same routine every day, and he gets a million shots up. And like I said earlier, like, his shots weren't falling. He finally got a few to fall, and then he did what he does. And he started making shots. So,
and then just this last thing from me here, how would you compare? And I know it's an unfair comparison given all of the everything that's happened this year. But you know, you're a third year guy in this program. How would you compare chemistry and just this year as opposed to previous years? Just it seems as if folks are just kind of saying that it's been harder to get that on court chemistry going this year.
We have a lot of, it's difficult for sure, but, we got a lot of people that can do a lot of different things. So we try to keep different units in if people aren't knocking shots down. So, I mean, yeah, it's hard, but we got to push through it like every other team. So that's what we're trying to do. We're going to keep getting better and, keep doing our routine. So.
I hear you. Thank you, Jamal. Appreciate this.
Yeah, of course.
All right, Lauren, go ahead, Lauren.
Jamal, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
That's good.
So Hop mentioned consistency being one of the biggest challenges for you guys. What's the key to kind of finding that both personally and for the team as a whole?
I think first we needed our confidence And I think we found that even though we lost the last two games, I think first we needed to find our confidence, and that's what we did. And now we know what we need to do to keep it close with these teams. And now we just need to pick it up, like I said earlier, on the defensive end, and lock teams down like we're known for. So.
And you mentioned kind of different units coming in, different guys playing. Does that make it harder to kind of find that chemistry when things are kind of changing a lot from game to game?
No, not really, because we practice with everybody in practice, so we try to switch it up the same thing in practice like we're going to see in the game, same units as we see in the game. So we just it's not harder. It's just sometimes we have some mix-ups, but that's going to happen. So that's what we just got to clean up there.
All right, Jamal, thank you.
Of course.
Jamal, you have this great size for a guard. You have an NBA background in your family. Why is it taking you a little while to just really find the flow? Is it playing out of playing a new role or just the confidence overall?
I think a little bit of both, but mostly my confidence. I think I just haven't since I got here. I just haven't had the confidence I had in high school, and I think I'm finally finding it in myself and just playing like I know how to play, and just getting over the hump. So
for today, thanks guys. We'll see you post game on Thursday. Have a good one.
New CBS Monday.
NCIS. Here's where we can see them.
NCIS and NCIS Hawaii return with all new cases.
Double tap to the chest, one to the head.
These guys are professionals.
All new criminals.
Violent island you got here.
Welcome to paradise.
And all new crimes to be solved.
If you're watching this, I've been arrested.
What are the charges?
Just one. Murder.
New NCIS and NCIS Hawaii. Monday starting at 9/8 Central on CBS and streaming on Paramount+.